Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Biden, once seen as struggling, is celebrating with the passage of the biggest climate package in American history. NPR's Mara Liasson reports this week he plans to sign into law the Inflation Reduction Act.
The new law includes a historic amount of money to combat climate change, an extension of Obamacare subsidies, money to reduce the cost of prescription drugs, and a new minimum corporate tax. Some of its effects on inflation, for instance, won't be felt for years, but for people buying an electric vehicle or paying for prescription drugs, the effects should be felt much sooner. The Inflation Reduction Act follows a string of other bills that Biden has passed, including gun safety laws, legislation on semiconductor manufacturing, infrastructure, and new funding for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Authorities are investigating an overnight incident near the U.S. Capitol in which police say a man crashed his car and fired gunshots before killing himself. The man has been identified now as 29-year-old Richard A. York III of Delaware. Authorities are still in the dark about his motives. NPR's Becky Sullivan has more.
Just after 4 a.m., the man drove his car into a barricade on the east side of the Capitol, about a block from the grounds themselves, according to Capitol Police. That's when his car became engulfed in flames. The man exited the car and fired a gun several times into the air along East Capitol Street before turning the gun on himself. Nobody else was hurt in the incident, and police say, quote, it does not appear that officers fired their weapons. The man did not appear to be targeting any members of Congress, authorities said. Congress is currently on recess until September. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
As San Francisco grapples with some of the highest national rates of monkeypox infections, the city's Department of Public Health is trying to make getting the vaccine easier by offering shots to walk-up patients on weekends. Annalise Finney from member station KQED reports.
32-year-old Alex Silva first heard about the clinic when his friend posted about it on Instagram.
Saturday is the only day that I can come. So to be honest, I canceled a big thing that I supposed to do today because I want to get it.
But he's excited to get the shot.
We had a lot of events to attend that we are avoiding, and like going out with other guys and doing other things.
Now he's looking forward to feeling more comfortable. So far, San Francisco has received approximately 23,000 monkeypox vaccines from the federal government. Public health officials say they need over 40,000 more to meet expected demand. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Finney.
A fire in a Coptic church in Cairo has left at least 41 people dead, more than a dozen hurt. The cause is under investigation, but police say an electric short circuit is suspected. This is NPR News. The counting in Kenya's presidential campaign has devolved into chaos. NPR's Ada Peralta reports candidates are accusing the Electoral Commission of vote rigging.
The Electoral Commission is mandated by the Constitution to announce the results of the presidential election by Tuesday. As they tried to make headway, agents for the main presidential candidates began arguing with each other and the electoral officials, leading to scuffles at the Bomas of Kenya. At one point, one agent pushed his way to the stage and made a declaration.
I want to announce to the nation that Bomas of Kenya is a scene of crime.
The counting continues, but an election that had started with hopes of transparency has now been marred by chaos. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
Here in the U.S., Georgia's investigation continues into possible illegal attempts to change the outcome of the 2020 presidential vote. Former President Trump now has added to his legal team a prominent Atlanta criminal defense attorney, Drew Findling, who's known for representing rap stars. A sad day for lovers of a well-known female walrus in Norway whose antics had drawn crowds of spectators in the Oslo Fjord. Known as Freya and estimated to be about 1,300 pounds, she'd been seen chasing birds, but mostly lollygagging on small boats. Authorities now say they've euthanized her after repeated warnings people should refrain from getting close and posing for pictures with the massive mammal. Authorities concluded the walrus posed a great risk. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.